What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, more and more people are starting to take a look at the stark contrast between the handling of the Skripal poisoning and the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. And of course, when the Skripals came down ill, it was just shrill reaction. Oh, it was Russia, the Skripal affair. Some people called it an act of war. And, you know, we're going to sanction like crazy. And this was all before there was any real investigation as to what had gone on. Now, supposedly, the nerve agent that the Skripals were attacked with, Novichok, is one of the most deadly in the world, and yet both of them survived. Now, early on, when that story began to break, they said that the Skripals had been poisoned at a local restaurant, and there was a slip-up because in the news it said some of the other people at the restaurant had come down ill as well. Now, the restaurant serves pasta and seafood, and the Skripals were eating a dish that includes shellfish, which is very often, if it goes bad, you can get food poisoning, and that can make you really, really sick for a long time. So nobody really knew. There was no evidence. But with the regarding of Khashoggi, they're now admitting he was killed in the Saudi embassy in Turkey, and it looks like Mohammed bin Salman himself ordered the hit, and yet nothing. You know, we can't jeopardize our relationship with our great ally, Saudi Arabia. So, story coming on out of Russia today. Christopher Steele has basically come on out. You know, he's going through a legal challenge of his own in Great Britain. And as the testimony comes out, some interesting things are surfacing. And apparently, he is saying that the Trump-Russia dossier, which we now know was a complete fiction from top to bottom, was created to give Hillary Clinton a legal basis to try and challenge the 2016 election results. Apparently, after Trump won, she said, we got to find some way where I can challenge and overturn this. And apparently, calmer heads prevailed and said, we don't need a constitutional crisis like that. But that was really apparently the motivation for this whole Russia collusion situation. Trump can't be president. He was being helped by Russia. Now, it turns out that the late Arizona Senator John McCain was the person who leaked a copy of that Steele dossier to BuzzFeed News. This is according to a Wednesday court filing, according to the Daily Caller. And apparently McCain dispatched former State Department official David Cramer to London, where the dossier author, Christopher Steele, allowed Cramer to see it while a copy was later provided to McCain through Cramer. McCain then provided a copy of the document to former FBI Director James Comey during a December 9th meeting. Now, on Wednesday, thanks to a filing by U.S. District Court Ursula Ungaro as part of a final report ahead of her ruling, we learned that Cramer provided BuzzFeed a copy of the dossier during a December 29th, 2016 meeting. And it's unclear whether Cramer actually gave Ken Bensinger a copy or if Bensinger simply took photos of the document or both, which is kind of irrelevant. But here is the upshot of it. Despite the bad news about saying that this Russian who was named in the dossier was not a public figure, the court basically ruled ultimately in BuzzFeed's favor, saying the document was protected by fair report privilege. So good for BuzzFeed. They got away from that one. Other documents that surfaced in this lawsuit against BuzzFeed revealed that Paul Ryan's chief of staff received a copy of this dossier directly from Christopher Steele. And again, a reminder, it has since been determined it was a complete fantasy. It was just totally made up, including that part about Trump and two prostitutes soiling the bed in a Moscow hotel. They probably put that in there because they figured that would get the sizzle. That would get the corporate media going. Okay. Okay, apparently Curtis in Nevada called back in. What about the idea of a donate to border wall fund option on the tax forms? Well, it may not be necessary because, again, the House is putting the border wall funding back in, and that GoFundMe, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, the GoFundMe that was set up by that triple amputee veteran has already gone way over $1 million. In fact, I think it's $6 million, something like that. So it's going strong. Americans are paying for the wall. Americans want that wall. And this government really does need to start waking up to what Americans want, not what the Israelis want, not what the illegal immigrants want, not what the refugees want, not what Big Pharma wants, not what the military-industrial complex wants. Better start listening to what the American people wants, or there are going to be a lot of yellow vests out there in the streets next spring. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And it's looking like progressives in the Democratic Party are sort of split over who they want to run in 2020. And so far, two radical left interest groups have polled their members, and they got different answers to the big question. One group picked Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Another group picked California Senator Kamala Harris, the prevaricating, high-handed interrogator of white men who appear before her committees. And a reminder that Kamala Harris was listed on a recent article about America's top 10 most corrupt politicians. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Tom in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. How are you? Yeah, it looks like Trump might get the wall after all, because the funding for the wall, because I see right now the Republicans are voting, and we'll see how this plays out, but it's very interesting. Yeah, Michael, what I want to talk about is this Russia collusion with Mueller and Jerome Corsi. How do you think that thing's going to turn out with Corsi suing Mueller? And is it true that I found out that Mueller made, I believe it was $60 million from Boeing? How did Mueller get so much money out of Boeing Airlines? I mean, the company of Boeing. I heard that on, it was Breitbart I saw that, where this guy Mueller's got, I mean, literally millions of dollars from Boeing. And how come Mueller's not being investigated? And I think Corsi's $350
got that
million.
Money from, okay, Boeing didn't give that money to Mueller because he knows how to put engines on aircraft. It's the people he knows. They were paying for access. They were paying for his connections. That's the stock and trade of people at the upper levels of the government. You know, I will have a consulting fee or a speaking fee, but what they're really buying, what they're really accessing, are those lines of communications to get to the people they feel they need to get to. But as far as Mueller's investigation, it's come up empty. All these months and all that money and all he's succeeded in doing is lawfaring a bunch of minor players using entrapment in the case of Michael Flynn. But they haven't come up with anything about the Russian collusion. He's drawn a blank. It's time for him to shut down and let this whole nonsense go.
Yeah, Michael, let me ask you. Is Corsi going to have a chance to win his suit against Mueller? I think it's like $350 million he's suing him for, maybe. Maybe wouldn't that be something if Corsi actually were to win his case against Mueller? That would be mind-boggling.
I think it would be a great thing. I think it would be wonderful. I mean, Corsi basically refused to do a deal with Mueller. He refused to lie, which unfortunately is what Mueller and FBI and Department of Justice are literally trying to get others like Michael Flynn to do. That's why they delayed Michael Flynn's sentencing. To give him more time to, quote, cooperate with Mueller. And I can imagine sitting in his position. You know, the idea is if you tell a little lie about Donald Trump here, then you'll be out of prison in 6 months. If you don't play along with us, you're going to go away for 10 years or something like that. And that would put a lot of pressure on anybody. But I'm glad Corsi is suing Mueller. And it would certainly bring into the public eye just how corrupt Mueller's investigation was. I mean, we now have James Comey himself admitting the manner in which Michael Flynn was interviewed did not follow standard protocols, and that Mueller was not informed it was a formal interview.
Yeah, Michael, one more thing. I was going to ask you if you could pull up the figure and make sure it's correct. I believe I saw in I think it was one of the defense magazines I saw at a bookstore. Is it true that the United States gives Israel $13 billion a year for their military? And I guess we built their wall over there. We funded them. But actually, what was the actual number of taxpayers' dollars going to the state of Israel and paying for their military? What is it? How many billions is it?
Well, it's quite a lot, and I don't have the exact number, but I know that over the years since the creation of Israel, the American taxpayer has given Israel 20 times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program, and we don't have an improved Velcro to show for it. Part of the problem in determining these numbers is nobody wants you to know. Congress doesn't want you to know. Israel doesn't want you to know. And one of the ways in which Congress will shove more money at Israel and you don't find out about it is they will loan Israel money, and then somewhere down the road in the dead of night, Congress will vote to forgive that debt so that Israel doesn't have to pay it back. Another scam that they'll do is they'll over-order weapon systems for our military, brand new stuff. Then they'll declare the overrun to be surplus, and they'll sell it to Israel for pennies on the dollar. I mean, it's just scam after scam after scam after scam.
What an amazing thing, Michael. Michael, and then one more thing. Breitbart, I think it was Breitbart or Drudge, I can't remember which one it was, but maybe it was both. They said there's over 40 million illegals in the United States, not 22 million, not 18 million, 16. We've been lied to. The public has been lied to so bad it's horrifying. It's 40 million illegals.
I would not be surprised
at all. Every year. 40
well, nobody's
million.
Able to,
that's unbelievable.
Nobody's able to really count them. Nobody's able to really count them because, you know, what are you going to do? Walk into a large area and say, you know, all you illegals, raise your hand so we can do a head count? They're not going to do that. They're scared of...
Absolutely not.
Well, I guess these days they're not scared of immigration anymore.
Well, we can't give Trump the $5 billion to build the wall, but we can give Israel, we can bring in all these illegal. California's gone. That was a place of Reagan and Nixon, and California's totally gone. You'll never see a Republican get any electoral votes out of that state ever. And it's a matter of time before they take over Texas. There's no question about it.
Yeah, that's the idea. The Democrats are flooding illegals into this country. They're getting them to vote even though they're not supposed to, and that's to get a lock on power. And the Democrats are already expecting that they're going to take the Senate and the White House in 2020. And the Republican Party, unless they start showing some spine, they're going to be relegated to a political joke. The party
well,
that
Michael,
can't get elected
the,
anywhere.
The Democrats changed the demographics of this country over the last 35,
yes.
40 years. They've changed, literally have changed the demographic. And there should be people. I don't know what to say. People be swinging for what they've done to this country. It's deplorable. It's despicable. It's disgusting. But and people are still so blinded. You got that bumbling Pelosi, and you got this broad over here with every blabbermouth Schultz. I mean, it's unbelievable. And people actually vote for these people to hold on to power. It's just amazing. It's just amazing.
Well, we're not sure that people actually voted for them. I mean, there's so much election fraud going on in this country. You've got, you know, the illegal immigrant vote. And one of my big disappointments in Donald Trump is that he did come on into office saying he was going to get the election system cleaned up. And then he basically disbanded his commission. He said, we're going to turn the issue over to the Department of Homeland Security. All Homeland Security did was go on out and say, we're going to make sure that nobody can hack into the electronic voting machines. That does not fix the problem. What would fix a big part of the problem right now is mandatory national voter ID laws. But every time you say that, you know, somebody screams at you, you're being a racist. Okay? But yep. Illegal is not a race.
Well, Michael, I got to say this one more thing. I'll let you go. I know your callers. When Ron DeSantis won the governorship of Florida, the day before the election, okay, on the 5th, all the Herald, all these papers, the Sentinel, I saw them all. They were all saying that this guy Gillum's going to win in the landslide. It was, and I told my buddies, no, he's not. Don't worry, DeSantis is going to win this. Everybody thought I was crazy. I said, no, DeSantis is going to win this. I told that DeSantis was going to win it, and then he wins, and you don't hear none of it, but other than the fact that Brenda Snipes, the one in Broward County, was trying to steal the election from Scott and DeSantis. It was unbelievable. And that woman still is trying to hold on to power. And the criminal activity she's pulled.
Yep.
So it's just amazing to me. It's just amazing to me what's going on. But thank God we got DeSantis in the state of Florida and Scott. Otherwise, if this guy Gillum would have won, Michael, I don't know what would have happened to the state. It would have been horrifying. Yeah. Well, I had to tell you what would happen, Michael. Everybody in New York and New Jersey would be moving into Florida by the droves. That's what would happen.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. And the fact is, you know, looking at everywhere across the country where the Democrats have power, the quality of life is deteriorating. They've gone horribly into debt. Places like Chicago, Baltimore, the nation is rotting on the vine. We're being turned into a third world banana republic, and it is by design
Venezuela.
By the globalists.
We're Venezuela, Michael. We're Venezuela. We're going to be Venezuela.
Well, we're not
the Democrats
there yet.
Venezuela.
We're headed in that direction.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Okay. Right now, looking at 2020, and I'm wondering why we're obsessed with 2020, because we just got out of the 2018 midterms. Don't these politicians have other things to be doing besides obsessing about the next election? But apparently there is an unprecedented 45 Democrats are now in the race for the party's nomination to challenge President Trump in 2020. And that's historic. There's never been that many candidates throwing their hat into the ring. Okay. Now, here's an interesting story, and it gets back to all that nonsense about Russia collusion. Apparently, Democratic operatives created thousands of Twitter accounts posing as Russian bots in order to boost Alabama Democratic Senator Doug Jones in the October 2017 special election by linking his Republican opponent, Roy Moore, to Russian influence campaigns. Apparently, this was all paid for by liberal billionaire Reid Hoffman. Was independent of Jones' campaign. They created more than 1,000 Russian language accounts that followed Moore's Twitter account overnight. And the New York Times reported Wednesday evening, Hoffman gave the operatives $100,000 for their project, which included creating fake conservative Facebook accounts to dissuade voters from supporting Moore. It was an elaborate false flag operation, and the media either fell for it or they were complicit with it. Now, one of the alarming developments we're starting to see here is this attitude of, if we can't get Trump, go after his family. And we saw that from the new U.S. attorney for New York and a former Watergate prosecutor, Carter administration official, and I didn't get his name in the cut and paste here. But he's out there saying the same thing. Can't get Trump, indict his children, throw them in jail. That apparently is the Democrats' idea of justice. Even the mafia has a rule. You don't go after the family. So I used to say, it looks like our society is being run by organized crime. And I'm sorry, that was an insult to organized crime, because they would not stoop as low as some of these people. All right, big stink. There was this reporter, considered a top journalist over at Der Spiegel, was named as CNN's Reporter of the Year in 2014. And it turned out he's been faking his news reports all along, making up characters, making up stories. He's been forced to resign now. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the address where you can help Republic Broadcasting, and we've been good little girls and boys this year, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Okay. Getting on back to the news here. Let's talk about the economy for a while. Apparently, the Trump middle class tax cut is now on hold. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that a 10% tax cut for the middle class Trump called for ahead of the midterm elections is now on the back burner. And Mnuchin was being interviewed by Bloomberg and said, I'm not going to comment on whether it is a real thing or not a real thing. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, no, it's not a real thing. This government is broke.
They are completely, completely out of money, and they need to find ways of getting more of it from you. Article out of Investment Research Dynamics, the financial system is becoming increasingly unstable. And this is coming on out of Bloomberg, which is talking about the collateralized loan obligation market as Wall Street's billionaire machine. But that CLO market was one of the nuclear bombs that blew up and triggered the collapse of 2008. But apparently it's back. There's no regulation against it. It's making money for the money junkies, and that, of course, is a good thing. And when it blows up again, and it will, once again, ordinary Americans will be expected to cover the losses because that's how it works. Apparently, there's another round of class action lawsuits against J.P. Morgan Chase that were triggered by the confessions by a former futures trader for the bank who pleaded guilty to manipulating the monetary metals market. And the Fed and the Treasury and J.P. Morgan have created a massive fraud in gold and silver. That is going to blow up. And right now, six major banks are accused of or have been fined for rigging the metals market in recent years. And the other problem that's out there that nobody's talking about are all those gold future contracts, because one of the ways they keep the price of gold down is they'll blend the price of those gold future contracts with the price of the physical metal. And then they overprint the contracts so that there seems to be a huge supply and the price goes down. But right now, those gold future contracts are leveraged something like 100 to 1. That means that for every 100 ounces of contracted gold, there is only one physical ounce, which means at some point there's going to be a gold run. Somebody's going to get wise and they're going to say, I want the physical. I'm not going to roll the contract over, for a cash bonus. I want the physical metal in my possession. That's going to spread here. Meanwhile, the U.S. shale oil industry is in a bloodbath. Oil prices are continuing to drop, and it's putting severe stress on fracking, which a lot of people think might be a good thing if they went away. Because, again, we're seeing across the United States an increase in earthquakes in areas where these fracking injection wells are operating. Now, the Senate has just okayed an $867 billion, with a B, dollar farm bill. Boy, that's getting close to challenging the Pentagon for the amount of spending here. And a lot of that goes into this federal food program. And there was a little bit of contention over this because in this version of the five-year federal farm bill, there was a requirement. People who were on SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, had to work, even if it was volunteer work, or spend 20 hours a week looking for a job in order to qualify for SNAP, and that was being taken out. The liberals came on in and said, oh, you're being insensitive and really can't do that. So they took that out. And for those who are able to work, I understand there are people on SNAP who can't, but for those who are able to work, yeah, getting some labor out of them, even if it's just cleaning up the highways or getting them out there to look for a job, I think is a good idea. But the welfare state wants more people on welfare because that way the supplemental nutrition program, they get more money. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here, and the Fed did raise rates again today, and it sent the stock market into a tailspin. The Dow was down over 500 at one point and ended 464 down. And again, I can understand why Donald Trump is asking the Fed, are you trying to wreck the economy? Yeah, in a way they are. They want to basically wreck the economy, and so the Democrats can blame Trump for it going into the 2020 campaign. By the way, they were just running a story on Fox News here, and it relates to that story I was saying about how there are 45 different Democrats are already vying for the Democratic nomination. Apparently, they're scheduling debates between these various Democratic hopefuls starting just next year. I mean, it's like, campaign season is now 365 days a year. In other countries, there's actually a limit that the campaign season is only so many months before the actual election, and the rest of the time, everybody does other things, like get the roads fixed. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Rick in Arizona. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Free food's on my mind, Mike.
Okay.
This this issue about having to work is kind of a you, if you have to go get food stamps, you have to bring in your W-2s, all that kind of crap. And then, you know, if you're still not working, it's not that easy just to get food stamps. But if you're a social worker, the worst thing that can happen to you is for these idiots in Washington to put across the board work requirements for food stamps, because you're going to get shot and killed. You know, you're going to take a social worker who has to make the decision on whether this 6'5", 240-pound ex-football player for some reason can't have food stamps. It turns the social worker's job into a real dangerous situation. So,
well,
you know,
arm the social workers.
Yeah,
let them
right,
carry
right.
concealed.
But I mean, how about the farm bill? How about all the free money the farmers get? I mean, let's
yeah,
face
that's
it. I mean,
that's another farm, area with a huge amount of corruption in it
exactly.
is the farm subsidies program.
Come on.
But let me come in here for just a second. Right now, with the tariff wars going on, there are some farmers out there who basically do need that assistance. There are other people who take advantage of the farm subsidies, people who are very, very rich and they own land and they're not farming it, and they get a subsidy to not grow food on land they wouldn't be growing food on anyway. And that's something that we see among a lot of politicians. So there are serious problems with that whole farm.
Yeah, right. But what gets ripped off in the farm bill and agriculture is way more getting ripped than these people getting free food on food stamps. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. You got it. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay. Talking about the economy here. The global auto industry has entered their first recession since 2009. And basically, they're using as a signal the fact that production is dropping around the world from all the world's automakers, which we knew sooner or later it was going to have to. They've been cranking out the cars, and they're piling up in these storage lots or at the dealerships. We have this old abandoned, well, it's not abandoned, but it's repurposed. Used to be a four-screen drive-in movie theater at the bottom of the hill. And it used to be a flea market on the weekends, which was kind of fun to walk through. Now it's being rented out as an overflow lot for the dealerships, and it is jam-packed with brand new cars. They can't sell them. People don't have the money. People don't want to take out the loans, especially with the Fed raising rates. That's driving the cost of credit for everybody up. Now, up in Chicago, as you know, they're dealing with a major pension debt, as are so many other places in the country. And Mayor Rahm Emanuel has come up with a couple of ideas. He wants to legalize recreational marijuana and open a city-owned gambling casino, and hopes that that will bring in enough money from the pockets of the Chicagoans to help deal with the pension debt. If you're going to take money away from the people, at least make it enjoyable, which is a good approach. But one has to wonder, what's next, a city-owned brothel? Over in Great Britain, their government is being slammed over a 24% rise in homelessness over the last 5 years. And it's a major problem. This winter being exceptionally hard, we're already seeing winter deaths, people who are freezing to death in their homes. And there's the usual finger pointing. Well, it's climate change. It's this or that. The plain fact of the matter is these people are they can't afford to heat their homes. And they're freezing to death. So getting on back to Trump's border wall, and this may be a little bit late, but the Freedom Caucus was planning a special session on the floor of the House, basically a last-ditch effort for Trump's border wall. But it may actually come to fruition because, again, the House is now voting on a new budget that includes the border wall funding. Okay, now, Somebody just sent me an update on that GoFundMe page. The guy who started it is Brian Colfage. He is a Purple Heart recipient, triple amputee veteran, and he set up this GoFundMe for the wall. It has now reached almost $8 million, and that should be sending a message. The American people want this wall. They want this immigration situation to be resolved. Now, Ted Cruz has actually come up with what I think is a really good idea. And he came on in and said, look, the U.S. government just seized $14 billion from El Chapo. Why don't we use part of that to build the wall? And I think that's a really good idea, although I'm sure probably the U.S. government has already said, no, we got to send that $14 billion to Israel or something. But yeah, that's a really good idea. That was the whole point of civil forfeiture, to seize the ill-gotten gains of criminals and use it to basically, strengthen the defense against the crime. And we know that because of our currently open southern border, huge amounts of illegal drugs are coming on into this country. So, Ted, way to go. You did well on that one here. And another article coming out of the Washington Examiner saying that government spending for illegal immigrants should outrage all Americans. And it's rather interesting because one of the arguments you see from the open border people is that somehow all these illegal immigrants coming into the country are actually a net gain for the economy. And no, they are not. When you look at the actual numbers, they are a strain on our economy here. Last week, New Jersey became the 10th state to offer financial aid to illegal immigrants. This is along with other states like California, Texas, and Connecticut. Illegal immigrants in New Jersey can now receive in-state tuition as well as taxpayer-funded scholarships. Meanwhile, if you are a U.S. citizen who's a student, you're going to have to go get a student loan. Now, a rational person might ask several questions about this new New Jersey law, like how much it's going to cost, whether such a law encourages more illegal immigration. Yes, it will. And whether this law is going to eliminate scholarship opportunities for American citizens. These are all valid questions, but the politicians and the immigration activists in New Jersey and around the country simply do not care. To them, being an American citizen means nothing. They see everybody as equal, and these activists will stop at nothing to grant illegal immigrants the rights and benefits of legal American citizens. Out in California, there was an audit done on the California Department of Motor Vehicles, and it shows that about 1,500 customers may have been improperly registered to vote, and I would suspect that number is actually much, much higher. And that this is actually spin to say, see, it wasn't really all that bad. And the DMV is saying the error has been corrected. Another error that they found is that apparently the DMV mishandled thousands of voter registrations, where apparently they sent the Secretary of State's office 23,000 erroneous voter registrations, which were rejected. Which means the people who thought they were registered to vote because they'd been to the DMV and gotten a license weren't able to vote here. Up in San Francisco, and this happened a while back, San Francisco spent $310,000 to register 49 non-citizens to be able to vote in the school election. And basically, this follows the 2016 ballot measure by San Francisco voters opening the school elections to non-citizens who are over the age of 18, are city residents, and have children under the age of 19. But this drive to register these voters came out to costing about $6,300 per individual voter. Now, back in March, California appointed an undocumented immigrant to a state post. Lisbeth Mateo does have a law degree, and she has her own firm in Metro Los Angeles, and she was appointed last March to a state Senate committee. Nobody really cares about American citizenship anymore. Another flashback we have here is how two immigrants in the U.S. illegally were named to Huntington Park commissions. Are you really certain that you cannot find a legal American citizen able to do these jobs? Just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Now, a little bit of good news over in North Carolina. State lawmakers used their supermajority in the state's General Assembly to override a veto issued by Democrat Governor Roy Cooper of a law that says North Carolina voters will now be required to show photo ID before casting their ballots at the polling station. And of course, once again, the left-wing activist just came on out and said, this is an issue about race. It's an issue about rape. No, it's an issue about who is legally allowed to vote and who is not. That's what this is really about. Now, this one's going to make your hair stand up. This is coming out of Prison Planet. Swedish moderate party leader Ulf Kristersson insists that it's crucial for young Swedes to learn Arabic if they're going to be successful in the future. And he made that comment during a speech at the Haymarket Hotel in Stockholm. And this moderate party leader said that in order to assure Sweden's competitiveness in this increasingly globalized economy, it's crucial for the long-term success of Swedish students to master not only English, school-level French, and school-level German, but also Arabic and Chinese. Now, that's quite a workload for people who are not savvy in languages, but it is an alarming statement about just how much Europe has been now invaded by these refugees. And because of all these refugees pouring in from the Middle East and Africa, Europe is becoming increasingly Islamic. Arabic is now Sweden's largest minority language. For hundreds of years, it was Finnish, was the second most spoken language in Sweden. Now it's Arabic here. Now, here's an interesting little story. Members of the German and European parliaments are in going to London to publicly stand up for Julian Assange's human and asylum rights and ensure he is protected from eviction this Christmas. This is German Member of Parliament Heike Hansel and Sevim Dagdelen will meet Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Actually, they did it today. This was in response to reports of an imminent end to his asylum, and they will give a statement outside the embassy and offer interviews at Frontline Club later on today. Well, that's already happened by now, given the time zones here. Meanwhile, Jean-Claude Juncker is warning that a no-deal Brexit will be a catastrophe. And he's out there just fear-mongering and doomsaying, saying, you know, there'll be grounded British flights and the worst border chaos since wartime. And basically, there was already an agreement for flights to continue. But Brussels is saying they'll cancel that. If there's a no-deal Brexit, Brussels is looking to punish Great Britain as hard as they can. So, now, according to the plans, British Airlines would be allowed to operate flights between the UK and the continent, but they would be barred from flying between European Union airports or operating services from Europe to the United States. All right. Now, everybody's out there like Juncker saying, a no-deal Brexit is going to be horrible. It's going to be terrible. And it's time to really start looking at what's going to happen if Britain remains attached to the European Union. Because if you go back to the Treaty of Lisbon, there is a timeline of steps, and each of those steps further erodes the independence and sovereignty of the member states of the EU. And Great Britain doesn't want that. If they don't do Brexit now, they're not going to have the legal right to do so in the very, very near future. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, over at Gatwick Airport in Great Britain, somebody was playing games here, and the airport was actually shut down because somebody flew drones over the runway, forcing all the flights to be suspended. leaving hundreds and thousands of travelers who are trying to get away for the Christmas weekend stranded. A lot of people are already on the road or in the air or on board ship for their Christmas holiday. And so it was a real problem. They even thought about bringing out snipers, trying to shoot the drones down, trying to find out where the operators were. I mean, they couldn't be that far away. And just before the airport was due to reopen, the drones showed up again. It was spotted over the runway just minutes before it was due to reopen. Now, the police are saying that this is obviously a deliberate act, but they're saying it doesn't appear to be terror-related. The drones are not, attacking the aircraft. They're just interfering with the air traffic. Okay, activists are out there launching what's called the Phones Out campaign. And this was in response to an LMPD arrest that ended with the suspect in a neck brace. Somebody got it on cell phone video, went viral. And the Louisville Urban League is hosted a news conference saying that people have got to get those phones out when they see the police misbehaving. If it's just one person, the police can harass them. They can break the phone. But if there's a crowd of people and they all have their cell phone cameras out, there's nothing the police can do about it. And remember, if you're in a situation like that, the courts have ruled that it is legal to take video of police when they're out there in their job. They have no expectation of privacy when they're out there clubbing somebody to the ground here. Now, over at Tesco, the PC-ness is on display there again. Apparently, they had a girls' toys aisle, and customers immediately accused Tesco of sexism. Oh, you're segregating an aisle for girls' toys. Well, a lot of stores will tend to do that. They may not label them boys' toys and girls' toys, but they know that boys are going to be boys and girls are going to be girls, and they're going to want to look at things. So the dolls will all be grouped together, and all the trucks and movie action figures are going to be someplace else. And if they want to go into the other aisles, they can. There's no problem. But they're making such a big deal out of this. They really, really are. All right. We're coming up here on our station. We're coming up on the end of my show. And for those of you who care to stick around, I'm taking over. I'm doing John Stedmiller's show for the next 2 hours. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.